Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you as always. And today I'm pretty excited. I've got a good friend in the office today in the studio, and he's from a local school, a local area here. And we're going to talk about, you know, we've talked about how important it is locally, that we were set up to be governed locally. So we're going to talk about something that will be of great interest to some of you, a little bit more personal than to others. But it's about something going on in a local school area here in mid-Missouri. And it's a levy that the school board has put on the ballot now for the third time, and it keeps getting voted down, but they're just going to keep putting it out there until they get it passed. And I have Bill Fowler with me here today. Bill, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And I'm going to just let you explain what's going on now. I want to tell the listeners, we've talked about all the taxes that we pay, and we talk about how we need to save liberty, and we need to save this nation for our children. And, of course, when they put taxes and levies and bonds and such on our ballots, they will tell us it's for our children. And while we will agree that the children need to have a good, solid education, we also know that there needs to be some common sense put into place as well. When we think about the children now, we have to think about the children in the future. And so I'm going to let Bill explain what's going on there. Maybe you can kind of relate this to what's going on in your local area, because I think elections are coming up this next Tuesday, and some areas have nothing on the board, and some of them have a few things on the board. This is coming from an area called Jamestown, Missouri, where I grew up.
Well, thank you. What I'm wanting to talk about is, first of all, making sure everyone goes and votes. That's your voice, and you really need to be heard. Now, over in Jamestown, they've got a levy, a tax levy, so they're wanting about $1 million increase in their revenue, and they want to retain part of that after 15 years. So to do that, they want to raise this money, and then they want to build some classrooms and make some repairs and maintenance to the building with the money that they're going to raise. Well, the building's 75 years old now. It's functionally obsolete, and we need to get serious about are we going to have a school over there or not. And in my opinion, to keep adding and butchering it and chopping it up, we're not on the right track.
Yeah, they've added to it at least once since I was in school, and maybe twice.
So they need to quit wasting money and actually manage what they've got. And if you want to increase revenue, I guess I'm a Reaganite. If you lower taxes, the people will come.
Yes, I think
instead
that's
of
true.
Raising them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we're headed.
Well, I think too. You know, if they even looking at the United States as a whole, you know, it irritates me, and it always has irritated me whenever, and of course it was a Republican that was doing it, you know, that we're going to give you a stimulus check. You're not giving me anything. You're going to give me back the money I gave you. That's not a stimulus. Just stop taking it in the first place.
Right. The management of other people's money seems to be a big challenge.
Well, they're pretty generous when it's your money. And, you know, the thing with Jamestown, this was a bond that has run out. Is that correct?
The bond ran out in 2009, and that's when we fought the very first one, and they wanted to actually retain a big portion of that after it expired.
Now, we're talking about a very small community, and we do care about the kids. Like I said, that's where I went to school. It's where I graduated. My big graduation class was like 14 or 15 people.
Well, I had nine. And then, I went there.
At UK, and then my husband's was one of the bigger classes, and I think it had 25 or 28 or something like that. And so it was one of the larger classes. But and we want to do what's best for the kids. There's no doubt about that. We're not trying to steal anything from the children. We're trying to use some common sense. If the building is too old, if you were doing this in your house, what would you do? You would have to budget for it. And you wouldn't go ask your neighbor for more money, but, you know, you have to budget for it. And you have to kind of weigh out, well, is this old building going to be worth the investment? And, you know, it is a unique little building there. I thought it was old whenever I moved from Kansas City down.
Yeah, it has a very nice facade.
It does.
But in my opinion, it ends there because it's just massively cut up inside, chopped up, added to, wasted space, not wired for current capabilities. So we really need to make a decision either to consolidate with some schools around here and or think about a new school.
Well, now that would be something that you would consider if they came up with another idea, another plan.
Yes, I got a hold of the contractor that built the Latham School, and I asked him for a ballpark figure for square footage, cost of square footage. I said, we have a gym, we have a cafeteria, and we have, you know, the newer additions. We could retain those and get rid of the old building. If we wanted to retain that facade, we could keep it there if that's the emotional portion of it. But at the rate of $150 a square foot was his high figure, we can build about 12,000 square feet of classroom space. And that's what we really need, modern classroom space. Now, approach like that, I could campaign for. And that would be somewhere in the $1.5 to $2 million bond issue, but we'd have a lasting feature.
Now, Bill was telling me before the show that they gave tours of the school and trying to actually win some sympathy, and did the opposite with him. It convinced him that it wasn't worth putting the money into the school. We've got about 2 minutes. I wanted you to kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yes, during the tour, I think it was kind of staged for, like, say, they wanted to make us feel like, oh, poor me. But actually, we found fire exits chained shut, and instead of fixing them, which cost about $1,000 a door to get it done right so that it's always accessible from the inside going out, we found dry food storage and a sewage leak area down in the old boiler room.
I remember the old boiler room.
Yeah. Well, the boiler's gone, but
it was the old boiler room when I was there.
they have the maintenance man did put some dye in the drain and traced where it's coming from. It's coming out of the kitchen drain. Mm. So those things ought to be general maintenance. They staged some ceiling tiles, like this little lightweight drop ceiling tile falling down. Well, you know, the sixth graders could fix that.
Yeah,
that's how simple it is.
Yeah, that doesn't take a whole lot.
So the tour was more non-beneficial on my side than it was beneficial to see what's going on. And I brought up the point at that time that it's very counterproductive to keep investing money into a functionally obsolete building.
Well, you know, I like what you said, you know, that you could promote a new building. You could promote something like that because that would definitely be something futuristic that you could afford. Right now, with what they're wanting to promote, with the amount of money and everything and the number of years that it will be, these children and their children will still be paying on that. And you know, when that rolls around, they're going to want more. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We'll let you pan in on here with us if you'd like to at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're trying to bring some common sense back into our local school districts. We are talking about one that just happens to be going on here in mid-Missouri. I'm certain that you have some there wherever you are. We love rural Missouri. We love rural America. But the bottom line is they are small communities. And Jamestown isn't, the school isn't any bigger really than it was when I went to school, I don't think. Is it, Bill?
No, it's not.
The population of it?
No, it's actually smaller than it was when we first established all the little bitty one-room classroom schools consolidated in 1951, and we started off with 250 students then. We're at 226 this year. We was at 217 a couple of years ago. It fluctuates around the 225 mark.
And we talked about there's also another small district that's not too far from Jamestown, and they're also voting on a levy. And, you know, I realize the schools are rivals, but we also know that there are also a lot of families, you know, that are going to both the schools, you know, that cousins and siblings and such things that maybe their farm's just a little bit farther out or they built a little farther out, and so they're in the other district. Why not consolidate those districts? Make the elementaries maybe local, but consolidate a high school.
Well, that's true. And like I say, maybe we need to build a new school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we consolidated somewhere halfway between and built a new school for both of the old schools. Prairie Home just got hit with a big tornado here last year or the year before.
Yes, they did. I forgot about that.
So they're an old, wore-out, rehabbed, rebuilt facility.
Yes, they are.
And we needed some serious thought to go into the future, if that's instead of rehabbing and trying to add to what we currently have.
Well, I remember, you know, I moved down into the community when I was a freshman, in the middle of my freshman year in high school, and that was a culture shock from Kansas City to Jamestown, Missouri. But I loved it. I really did. I loved the small community. And, of course, I didn't live in town. I lived outside of town down a little holler. But, you know, it just makes sense. Could they not keep, and I'm just talking off the cuff here, could they not both keep the at least the facilities they've got for elementary and then build one big facility that would take junior high, middle school through high school?
Well, that's a possibility. We need a good planning committee, I would say, and really put some serious thought into this. And, well, I think Jamestown has 61 high school students,
mm-hmm.
and Prairie Home has less than that now.
Right.
Now,
when you say high school student, what grade
nine,
are you?
9 through 12.
You're talking about freshmen. Okay. Well, middle school, I know it's a little different now, but middle school, when I was a youngster, it started in the 6th or 7th grade, went through the freshman year, even though freshman year was when you actually started your high school credits,
right.
And then you know, the sophomore year up through junior, well, that was considered high school. Now they consider freshman through senior year your high school, but if they combine the middle school with those, you know, you'd add the 7th and 8th grade, I mean, because you were counting the numbers from the freshman year, the 9th grade year, and then keep the elementaries closer to home, you know, where they've got, you know, the parents are closer. They're the ones that are more apt to need to get home.
Utilize the current facilities for
yes,
that.
Yes, you could. They might need upgraded. They might need fixed up a little bit, but then build one big facility, one nice facility, and I think you could offer those students from both communities a lot more in that than what you can do on either side of that, whether you're talking about Prairie Homes, what they're doing with their levy, and I don't know what it is. Right. Like I do know they had some damage last year, or the Jamestown, that they want to upgrade, they want to modernize it, they want to be, as you said, they want to be like the big boys, and they're not ever going to be quite there. When we talk about big boys, we're talking about Boonville, California, Jefferson City, Columbia.
Well, by combining the two, you'd come closer to you'd raise your class of school. I don't know whether it would be a double A, triple A, or, you know, just how they're classified. I haven't done that research.
Are they a 1A now? Is that what they consider?
I think that's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
they're a small school. There's no doubt
about
that.
Okay, we're not in the same class of schools as California or Boonville. But
and they switch that around every now and then. They changed that here a few years back for Tipton in California. And Tipton went to 2A, I think, when it was 3A. I'm not sure on that. I'm not positive either. I could be wrong. Not lying on purpose.
It's just the fact that the larger schools, we will never be equal to them or compete with them on a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want our students to do that, then we need to get serious about having enough students to do that and get classified equal to them.
Or even, you know, not like I was saying, you know, that's a long way to bus a kid in, because it's about just from the town, and most of them live out on the farm somewhere, but just from the town into California, it's 17, 20 miles. So.
Well, that is true, but if you look at the car traffic when school lets out, one of the students we're talking about will be transporting themselves mostly.
Yeah, and they probably already drive over here when they get out of school.
Yeah, probably the 9th grade would be the ones that would get bused, or they would ride with their friends. But
uh-huh.
You just watch the traffic when school lets out. The high school students are not the ones that we're worried about.
Well,
transport.
In California, I said the scariest part of my day was before my youngest son had his driver's license. I had to take him out to the high school and drop him off. That was the scariest part of my day.
Right.
Because of all the drivers.
Well,
there.
That's when, look, drive downtown California when school lets out.
Yeah,
massive traffic for 15 minutes.
It certainly is, especially when the football, basketball, and all those practices end. Well, you know, I think what we're only asking for is for some common sense, and it would behoove the school districts, it would behoove the school boards and I maybe they have, I mean, obviously they did the tour, to meet with people and kick this around and talk about it. Maybe, I know Bill was saying when you say the word consolidated, it's a, like it's a dirty word. They don't want to talk about it. You know, it's reaching out there, but that is also thinking about the future of the children, the future of not just this generation, but two or three generations down the road and more, this to what can we actually offer them to prepare them for life?
Right. And really start managing the public dollar instead of freely throwing it around. I've campaigned for several years now. I would like to see a line item expense for the year. We get a line item income for the year. We know what the county puts in, the state puts in, and the feds put in. But I want to know where each dollar is spent, who gets it, why it went there. Like I was telling Beth, they're paying the sponsors for the senior class trip out of tax dollars. That's $750
per sponsor. So the teacher's getting a bonus to go on the senior class, and I'm not saying they don't earn that.
Well, that's not a beautiful position.
I'm not saying they don't earn that, because my senior trip was rather mild. We only had, and that wouldn't be allowed nowadays, we only had one sponsor, and that was a male sponsor, and they would make sure that there was a female sponsor in
that's
the female
correct.
Cabins now, and they didn't back then, and they should have.
Well,
they definitely
you know,
should
senior
have.
Class trip, that's an obsolete function anymore, really.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're going to have it, then the class should earn their money and pay their way. It's for their benefit, their entertainment into the adult world.
Well, and I don't know how they're doing it now, but I know when I was in, we had to have all these fundraisers to raise the money for our senior trip, and we stayed in state. We didn't go out of state. You said you actually went to Chicago. You must have been rich class.
Oh, we were wealthy.
We went to Silver Dollar City, and I know that in California, when they take trips, I don't know about senior trips. My kids didn't go on a senior trip, but they took choir trips. They took band trips and those kind of things, and they went to different places, and there are parents that go as sponsors. They have to, and of course the teacher goes, and I don't believe she gets a bonus for that, the music teacher. I don't believe she gets a bonus for that.
Well, I don't think they should.
I don't know that they do, but I'm saying the parents had to pay their own way. The students had to at least pay part of their way. So we never went on the trips with our kids. A lot of parents did. The senior year of my fifth son, we finally decided, you know, we need to go on a trip because we've never gone. And so we went. And that particular year, they went and they sang in Toronto and Niagara Falls. And so it was a bus trip. I would not do it again. It was a bus trip. You know?
Well, I think when you enter your junior year, you start raising funds and planning for your senior class trip in Jamestown. I think it's the junior year when you enter. And you start raising your funds. Well, then your budget must fit what you've raised.
I guess if you're going to bonus the teacher, maybe that needs to come out of that too, maybe.
Well, they're on salary when they go, so the bonus just pays their way. Maybe they ought to budget that into their cost of the trip. Yes.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going into a break. What we're basically talking about is common sense with the tax dollars. I want to get into, I told him, I said, let's take this a little further, because I talk every day about how we are taxed. And it's not called a tax. This isn't called a levy. Well, it's called a levy tax, isn't it? But there's so many ways. Permits, licenses, fees, fines that are taxes. And we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Fowler. He's right here in the house, and I kind of like that. Every now and then it's nice to actually see another body. I'm usually alone all day long. But, you know, Bill, you were saying that this levy, this is the third time they've brought it up now in the last 3 years or 4 years.
2009.
5 years. Okay. And that's be 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've brought it up three times, and I have to kind of laugh because, you know, the Department of Transportation is doing the same thing here in the state of Missouri. And I know that we're not unique. I know this is going on all across the nation in every state. But now they can't pass one here in Missouri because they abused it. And the people no longer trust them. So people do pay attention. And this was several years back. And they passed it, and the people were all for it, and you all, yes, Proposition A at work, Proposition A, where all of a sudden the signs left, and the work didn't get done, but the upper levels all got raises, and the money was mishandled. And I think, you know, when we talk about taxes, we're spending way too much money. We need to keep more money at home, but most of us don't mind putting some tax out there. We need to take care of the roads, the infrastructure. We need to take care of this and that. But we don't like to see it abused and mishandled. And I think that's the biggest problem that most Americans have.
Accountability.
Absolutely.
Right. Accountability for public funds. It is your money, taxpayer. And we don't get the accountability that we should. I've always wanted to see a line item expense of our local school budget. We get a line item income. We know exactly where the funds are coming from. I want to see where they go.
Yes, and the accountability is so important, and you've been expressing several times that get out and vote. Representation is important. Now, with a levy, you have the opportunity to get out there and vote. When they have these propositions or these amendments come up, you have the right to vote. But a lot of the taxes, a lot of the permits, a lot of the fines, a lot of the licenses, you do not have representation any longer. And I say that because it is run by bureaucracy. You didn't elect these folks. We elected these folks at the state capitals or in D.C., but they're no longer representing us, and they're no longer calling the shots. They're turning it over to bureaucracy. And so we see things pop up, you know, where the EPA is fining people, or the BLM is doing this, or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is doing that, or your local state conservation departments. And next thing you know, you've got money going out the ears every which direction that you have no say about.
That is so true. And the bureaucracies write the rules for the laws. Well, they pass the law, and then they come along and write the guidelines.
Absolutely. You know, we've got another one coming up here that it's in the forefront. Everybody's talking about it. It's called net neutrality, and you're on the Internet, aren't you? Because you said you were going to email me, so you're on the Internet. Well, I'm calling it neutering the Internet, net neutrality, because it's going to and they're calling it another recipe. They're calling it a recipe for crony capitalism, because who's going to get in these positions that make up these laws, that make up these regulations, and then start fining you or taxing you regarding? I mean, we've seen what's happened to our phone bills.
Yeah, and we're still paying on phone bills that were put in when they initiated the phone system years and years ago. They never get sunset.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way some of these other things go. Now, you were saying the levy that they're voting on, that's going to be 30 years?
Then
it becomes forever.
It goes to 15 years. It goes to 2030. And then 40 cents of it continues on forever.
Forever. Can't ever vote it out, huh?
Have you ever seen a...
No, I've never seen them get...
a tax vote that lowers taxes?
I have not seen that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that is really the key to everything. You know, I had, and I can't remember where it was, and somebody will probably end up calling or texting me or something or sending me an email, that I brought this story out a year ago at least, and it was in another state, and I want to say it was New Jersey, but I'm not sure. I think it was out east. But anyway, I can't remember what they called the position, but it was comparable to what an alderman is here. That they were trying to raise the minimum wage for restaurants. So you get so much for minimum wage, and you get so much on your tips. She wanted to raise that because they weren't making enough money. And one of her comments, kind of like taking you through the school, it did more to hurt than to help. Well, at least in my mind, what she said was proof that we've got an issue, but it isn't the wage. She says, "You don't understand. They barely make enough to pay the taxes."
Right.
I'm thinking, okay, instead of raising the wage, which also raises the tax revenue, why don't we lower the taxes?
And get more people paying them.
Automatically, they've got to raise.
Now, that was kind of my comment in Jamestown being a bedroom community.
Mm-hmm.
The more people you get in, the bigger your tax base becomes. Jamestown will never be a bedroom community till it has accessibility. That mean until 179 is straightened out so you can buzz to the major centers and 87 so you have access to the major highways. And until those are straightened out where you can access Jamestown conveniently, we're not going to have people swarming in there to make what we call, quote, the bedroom community.
No, it is a rural community, and that's the uniqueness and the beauty of it. But it does make it more difficult to offer things for the community, for the kids. I mean, I remember when they had to start a fire district. That was way back when, you know, and how to get that money and how to do that.
Right. And, of course, they've built some very nice fire stations since then, but it's still a volunteer fire department.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, they do have, They had one man that was a policeman whenever I was in school, but I think they've got a little bit more than that now, and the county helps some.
Yeah, we have a touring constable over there for sure. I think he's part of the California Police Department, and that's a part-time position.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see the speed trap set up at times.
Yeah, I've been caught in it.
It helps slow down the traffic.
I was innocent, but I was caught in it.
Well, aren't we all?
Don't tell my son. But anyway, no, I think I did tell him. I was headed through town, and I hadn't slowed down enough, quickly enough, and he did pull me over. I didn't get a ticket, but I was on my way to a wedding, and he said, you know, and he asked me where I was going. And I'm on the way to a wedding.
Well, that's a good excuse.
I thought it was. I guess it got me by. He let me go. But he not only let me go, he blocked traffic so I could get out on. I thought that was kind of
get
funny.
Get her out of town quick.
Get her out of town. So, anyway, yeah, I never did get a ticket in Jamestown. I've had one ticket in my lifetime. I've been stopped 3 times, only got one ticket. So, but, you know, it's, that's, you know, when. That's what bothers me the most about the way things have gone with this big government and the bureaucracy is we no longer, and we don't recognize it. So many people don't. You and I do.
Well,
but so many people don't recognize we no longer have representation. We have taxation without representation now.
And if we're going to change it, it starts with issues just like this.
Absolutely.
Right at the local level. Get control.
Get control.
In the taxpayers' hands, not the people that you have hired to do the dictating of how.
Well, you know, Bill and I were talking, and it's something that I really hadn't given it much thought, but the school board members usually have children in school. You know, they're the ones who care. They've got the kids in the school, but that makes them kind of an awkward moment.
Makes it a conflict of interest.
It is a conflict of interest. So school board members, and of course, those are the people who are already out, like you. You don't want anything to do with it. But, you know, that's what needs to be on the school board. Somebody that doesn't have a conflict of interest that can look at the big picture without having sympathy or empathy or any
or
kind
worrying
of,
about their child being chastised because of something they've
a decision
done.
They
right.
made.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going into another break. They're awful quiet out there, Bill. I think we've got them stirred up a little. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Today, we want to say, regardless of how you feel, get out and vote. That is your right. And you need to do it. It's a responsibility and obligation. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Uh-huh. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense Forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Adam visiting today with Bill Fowler. We've been talking about the local school, and but basically about taxation. You know, now when you get to vote on a levy or a bond, propositions and such as that, you at least have a vote. So you do have some representation, but with the bureaucracy that we have in this nation right now, the fines, the permits, and all that go along with those licenses and all that, that is basically taxation without representation because it's made by bureaucracy. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Morning, Beth. I think we have a problem with that statement itself.
Which statement?
That you say, you say the money's still ours. The state same as a fractal. The state gets our money, and you say it's still our money, but once that leaves our hands, it ain't our money no more. It happens at Fractal the same way. Once it leaves our money, Fractal gets it. It's like it's their money.
Well, it's like it's their money, but it isn't.
We can't regulate it once they get it. They spend it however they spend it.
No, you're right about that, but that's again without representation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's technically not true that you did vote them in, but you're right and you're wrong. I mean, absolutely, when it leaves your hands, you have no more say about how it gets spent. It seems like.
Yeah.
But you should have. But it's still your money. If the American people stopped paying taxes, what would happen in D.C.? What if we
just... They'd have built up more than they'd watch out where all the dollars went.
Well, I agree with you to a point, Larry, but it is still our money, and we need to start demanding accountability.
We say it's our money. I know what you mean. We say it's our money, but once they get it, they say it's their money.
Right. All right, I'm going to let you go, Larry. Appreciate your call. Thank you so very much. Now, as Bill and I were visiting before the show, and found out a few things about him. Now, remember yesterday I had said, you know, I wanted to give tribute to our Vietnam vets, and he is one of those. He was a career military man, and I have an article here, and I'm sure you've got lots of opinions. He said he has opinion on everything. But I've got an article here where they are going to put before a bill, I guess that's what you call it, and they're going to cut the military retirement. Now, if you were in for over 20 years, it's not going to affect you so much. But anybody 20 years and less...
That'd be for the future retirees.
Yes, Yes. And so they were going to cut that. And they're going to make what they have there kind of like a 401k that other people have. But again, it is, you know, when we look at the budgets, every time they come up to vote on a budget, you know how in-depth this nation is. The only things you ever hear them mention are Medicare, Social Security, the military, or our defense. You never hear them talk about anything that could be cut, but they threaten those things because they know those are near and dear to the American people, and they're going to go, oh, they scare the older people that are already on Social Security, you know, me. They scare the older people. I'm not on Social Security yet, but they scare the older people.
Well, there's hope.
I hope I live that long. And there is, you know, we're all concerned about our defense and our military. Majority of us are. So those are the only things they ever threaten, and I say threaten. You know, I never hear about all the research money that's going out, like how the frog mates and, you know, what gives him warm fuzzies or whatever, or the turtles or this or that. We never hear about that. We never see them try to cut those bureaucratic departments. We're going to go to I kind of sent that out to you, but I'm going to go to Mark in Texas. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. You know, if an individual decides that he thinks he or she is qualified to go to Washington, D.C. and represent me, they don't know me very well. They wouldn't last a month.
They couldn't walk in your moccasins, is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think there is anybody that can represent you or I or pretty much any of the listeners. Yeah.
Why do you say that?
They say one thing and do the other, dear.
Well, they do, but you know, I would trust Bill to go represent me because he and I think, yeah, I'm going to vote for you, Bill. I'm going to write you in for president. How's that go? I would trust him, but I think it starts locally, Mark. That's my biggest preaching, you know, from day to day, is it has to start locally. It matters who your alderman is. It matters who your mayor is. It matters who your county commissioners are. It matters who's on that school board. It has to start with common sense at home and then on up. You've got to take those guys out and give them a cup of coffee or whatever and have a little chat with them. Say, you know what, I could promote a new school, but I cannot promote putting millions of dollars into this rubble that's falling down, you know, those kind of things. Then you would have representation.
What I'm starting to see is, you know, the police, you know, you used to have friends with the police department and you knew, you know, individuals, but they started just to hang around with their self. What I'm seeing is the same thing taking place with city councils, independent school district representatives, the Congress. They all hang around with each other. The only time you see them is right before election. I don't have an unlisted phone number here. Anybody can call me at any time. I'll be glad to take the call.
I don't like those calls. They're automated, and they ask me too many questions.
I want the real deal.
Well, you know.
I got to let you go, guys. Thanks for the show, Beth Ann.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
You know, he's not wrong.
He's got some good points.
He's got some good points there, you know, but it does have to start at home. And like you said, get out and vote. Here in this area, in Missouri anyway, there's an election next Tuesday. And I'm certain there is in other states as well.
Yeah, it's on the 7th. And like I say, you don't have to believe like I believe. But you do need to go out and express your opinion, and that's how it's done with that vote.
And in Kentucky, they're having it today, because I got an alert, and I didn't get it till this morning. And it has to do with some HSUS issues that are going on there, you know, how they came to Missouri, and they go to every other state, too. You got to fight them because they are after our farms.
You know, I've wanted to develop a call chain for Election Day.
That sounds like a good idea.
And, you know, I call five people. Those five people call five people, especially these local districts.
Would you do it that day or the day before?
Just to remind people to get out there and vote.
Because that's what it's about. You know, when we're in the communities, we're family. And I like to extend that. We're family in the county. You and I don't live in the same community anymore, but we're still in the same county, aren't we? You're in Montauk County.
Yeah, that's how you express your opinion.
That's absolutely. And those are your neighbors. Those are your family. Those are your friends. And it goes on through the state. And by golly, I feel that way because I talk to everybody across this nation every day. I feel that way about the nation. And it is time that we all come together, just like Bill is doing for his community. He's not fighting them. He's trying to help them and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.